GXO just released these three AI robots into the real world to automate these workplace tasks by 2025, but what can they do, and how much do they cost per hour? Here we'll answer these questions and more, starting with number 1, Apollo by Aptronik. This full-sized humanoid is a 72-kilogram bipedal robot that stands at about 170 centimeters. As for power, it can lift up to 25 kilograms plus, has a functional face, mouth and chest display to serve in real-world environments such as warehouses and assembly lines. And Apollo's design includes some impressive specifications, having arms with 7 degrees of freedom each, plus a torso with 6 axes of movement. Additionally, with a driving speed of 2.5 meters per second and a swappable 4-hour battery life, this robot is even designed to be modular or fully mobile with legs, depending on the use case. But the robot can also be tethered so as to operate continuously, and for added safety, Apollo has its own perimeter zone, which alters its behavior to be safer if there is a human nearby. And as for this humanoid's price, Aptronik wants to charge $50,000 per unit, meaning that to run this robot for 16 hours per day for 7 days per week, it'd have a starting cost of about $8.50 per hour for the first year. Number 2, the Digit Robot. Standing 175 centimeters tall and weighing 65 kilograms, Digit is a bipedal robot designed for repeatability and strength. Equipped with claw-like gripper hands, this humanoid carries a load weighing up to 18 kilograms for 16 hours a day, followed by autonomously charging itself for its next shift. Plus, Digit is capable of picking up and stacking boxes and is even durable enough to catch itself during a fall. But this robot is also equipped with an AI control system to enable complex behaviors like climbing, balancing, and footstep planning. Its vision system is powered by 2 multi-core CPUs, supporting additional perception and learning capabilities. The robot also has a modular payload bay, and its daily operational costs are currently between $10 to $12 per hour. And as production increases this year and next, this hourly work cost is expected to drop to $2 per hour or even lower. Number 3. Reflex from Reflex Robotics. This humanoid robot is one of the world's fastest performing AI-powered androids available currently, being known for its eyebrow-raising agility and speed. This makes the robot ideal for tasks that require quick, precise, and repetitive movements, such as unloading and sorting. Plus, Reflex's adaptability allows it to handle a wide range of warehouse duties, complementing human workers effectively. Its ability to travel quickly between tasks ensures high efficiency and productivity, providing a dynamic solution for logistics operations that demand speed and precision. And as for the robot's $10,000 price, it would have an hourly running cost of about $1.70 per hour if operating for 16 hours per day. And while all three of the aforementioned robots are already being supplied by companies like GXO to automate tasks throughout real warehouses across the USA, how do these robots stand up to China's brand new release of its Q-series of humanoid robots? And while the stats online are still extremely unclear, the first of these robots is the Q1. Standing at 1.5 meters and weighing 65 kilograms, the Q1 is a humanoid robot designed for high dynamic performance. With 34 degrees of freedom, it can move its head, arms, legs, and torso with next-level precision to excel in walking, running, jumping, and even performing somersaults and backflips. And for perception, its advanced sensors and AI even allow it to adapt its posture and gait to different environments. Next, there's the Q2. Standing 1.6 meters tall and weighing 70 kilograms, being engineered for extreme adaptability across various terrains. With 32 degrees of freedom, it can seamlessly switch between bipedal, quadrupedal, and wheeled locomotion. Whether climbing stairs or traversing obstacles, the Q2 model is designed for both indoor and outdoor settings, sporting a sophisticated control system that ensures stable and adaptive movement no matter the unevenness of the terrain. Its next model is the Q3, which stands at 1.7 meters and weighs 70 kilograms with a design that's specific for interactive services. And with the robot's 28 degrees of freedom, it can perform tasks like carrying objects, serving tea, and playing chess. On top of this, the Q3 communicates using natural language, gestures, and facial expressions, providing more personalized interactions with humans. And as for its work setting, the Q3 is meant to be a valuable deployment in hospitality and customer service sectors. And finally, there's the Q4 robot, standing at 1.8 meters tall and weighing 80 kilograms, while featuring a flexible spine for agile movements. With 36 degrees of freedom, it excels in activities like dancing, yoga, and martial arts. Plus, the Q4's design is inspired by human biomechanics, allowing it to adjust its spine curvature and posture dynamically. This kind of flexibility can be applied to areas like entertainment and physical therapy, among others. Recently, the Q family of robots have showcased their capabilities at international events like the RoboCup and the World Robot Conference, gaining recognition for their advanced abilities to do work in real-world settings. And looking ahead, this Chinese research team aims to improve the robustness and autonomy of their robots, with some of their future goals being to enhance their artificial intelligence systems to expand their available applications to collaborate with humans and other robots. And while other robot companies in China are teasing their imminent tech releases to challenge the status quo, it's clear that these machines are already eclipsing the abilities of unskilled human workers, and while still lacking with speed, it's likely that by next year, even this gap will begin to close as humanoids outpace humans when doing physical labor. The only question remaining is how much will these robots cost, which will indicate whether their hourly rates are economically competitive enough to seal the deal. And finally, Ideogram version 2.0 just set a new benchmark in text-to-image quality and affordability with its update to Ideogram that introduces 5 new styles, an iOS app, and a beta API, surpassing competitors like Midjourney and DALL-E 3 according to users. Ideogram 2.0 is available for free, with subscription plans offering premium features to the newly trained model, excelling in image-text alignment, user preference, and text rendering accuracy. This update includes 5 critical style updates: general, realistic, design, 3D, and anime. The realistic style offers photo-like images with refined textures, while the design style enhances text display for high-quality graphic designs, giving users the ability to choose from multiple color palettes or create custom ones. The system supports various aspect ratios, including a 3:1 and a 1:3 ratio, providing maximum flexibility for creative projects. Next, the describe feature generates detailed prompts from images, while the magic prompt suggests creative variations, altogether allowing users to iterate and reinterpret visual concepts seamlessly. And human reviewers consistently rated Ideogram 2.0 higher than competitors like Flux Pro and DALL-E 3, particularly in text display and prompt alignment. Plus, Ideogram claims to offer superior image quality at a lower cost, with over 1 billion images created by users so far. The release includes an iOS app and a beta API for developers, offering competitive pricing and expanding accessibility. Plus, new users receive up to 10 free credits daily, with paid options for advanced features, like an image editor and reference images. And on top of that, Ideogram was founded by former Google AI engineers, after launching in August of 2023, having recently secured $80 million in funding led by Andreessen Horowitz. Because of this, Ideogram 2.0 is poised to influence the AI image generation landscape by offering innovative tools and superior quality at an accessible price.